Hi, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. So long amount of scripture today. We are in the Voice translation, and it says this: In the crowd pressing around Jesus, there was a woman who had suffered continuous bleeding for 12 years. Bleeding that made her ritually unclean and an outcast according to the purity laws. She had suffered greatly, and although she spent all her money on her medical care, she had only gotten worse. She had heard of this miracle man, Jesus, so she snuck up behind him in the crowd and reached out her hand to touch his cloak. Even if all I touch are his clothes, I know I will be healed. As soon as her fingers brushed his cloak, the bleeding stopped. She could feel that she was whole again. Lots of people were pressed against Jesus at that moment, but he immediately felt her touch. He felt healing power flow out of him. He stopped. Everyone stopped. He looked around. Who just touched my robe? His disciples broke the uneasy silence. Jesus, the crowd is so thick that everyone is touching you. Why do you ask who touched me? But Jesus waited. His gaze swept across the crowd to see who had done it. At last, the woman, knowing he was talking about her, pushed forward and dropped to her knees. She was shaking with fear and amazement. I touched you. Then she told him the reason why. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you so much for this story, and I love the richness of it. Here's someone who is so far from being able to be a part of the Commonwealth of Israel, who's on the outside. She's on the outskirts. She's unclean. She's been unclean a very long time. And knowing that she's been bleeding for so long, Lord, I know that it must have been an extreme effort for her to crawl her way, most likely iron poor, without strength, crawl her way toward you, desperate. And we've been seeing that in these stories of yesterday and today, the desperate father who longs to see his daughter healed, the desperate woman who is outcasted from her nation and is longing to be whole. And Lord, you don't despise either. You decide to go to the home of Jairus, which I'm not sure again if I'm saying that right. But in the middle of that, you have this holy interruption. And she's such a beautiful interruption. And thank you, Jesus, that you didn't just let the energy flow out of you, the Spirit of God, the healing moment happen and then just keep going on, but that you stopped. You ended up talking with someone who was unclean, which is pretty much unheard of for a rabbi. And as we will see tomorrow, you interact with him, you hear her story, you dignify her story, you let her have a voice, and you make a positive example of her in the middle of all of this. Someone who's been unseen for years is now suddenly the center of your attention, and she is seen. And so, Lord, I pray for my friends out there listening and praying along with me that if they feel like they are unseen, that everyone else is noticed, everyone else is pointed out, everyone else is set free, made clean, healed. Lord, I just pray today you would just give a special connection to the person listening who feels not noticed. Out in the cold or out on the fringes of society or maybe not in the right circles at church or has always maybe felt like they didn't belong. Lord, thank you that you, because of what you've done on the cross, Jesus, you have caused all of us who repent and come to you to belong to you. Thank you that we are now your children. We have been adopted into your family, that we are the apple of your eye. We are made righteous. We are saints. We are made holy in your sight because of what you did on the cross. We are not shunned, but welcomed. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend today who feels on the outskirts of life that you would welcome and show them that you are pleased, that you are for and not against, and that you are good. And you see them, you take note of them, you watch over them, you sing songs over them. I pray all of this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's so cool that we're starting year two now, and really grateful for all that God has done. If you'd like to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels. I paint an original painting every month and give to the $5 and up supporters. So if that's you, if you would like that, then you can support there. At the $20 level, you will receive an exclusive podcast that nobody else hears. And at the $10 level, you get your name on a wall that is on every single post that goes live. So thanks so much in advance for doing that, and have an amazing day.